Magical Mondays with the Psychic Cowgirl Shannon and Psychic Sidekick Virginia. We will be discussing metaphysical topics, psychic and intuitive development, and self-empowerment. Join us for information, laughter, and connection each Monday. Thanks for being here. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Magical Mondays. How are you tonight, Virginia?
I'm a little sick, so I have a bit of a raspy voice, but I'm starting to feel better. How are you?
I'm good. So you have your sexy phone operator voice.
Or, as I like to call it, the annoying, raspy, froggy voice.
No, let's go with the other one.
It sounds better.
It does. It does. Maybe we'll get new listeners if you have your sexy voice on.
And then they'll be surprised next week.
Yeah.
She sounded better with no voice.
Oh, funny. A bit crazy in my world tonight. Brent's, my husband's family is from Milk River, and they were all just evacuated because there's a big fire. So he's kind of pacing around the house right now, wondering if his family farm is going to be there in an hour or not. Crazy, huh?
That's scary.
Yeah.
And there's really nothing you can do, right, except just wait and see what happens.
Yeah, because we're like 7.5 hours away, and we can't do anything. But luckily, I have really great friends who are texting. Brent's actually getting them all right now to keep him updated.
Well, that's good.
That's awesome. I mean, like, yeah, there's nothing you can do. It's kind of a weird feeling.
I can imagine.
Pace around. So, which fits right in with our topic.
Yes, it does.
Being sensitive, being an empath, feeling everything. Yikes.
And by everything, we mean everything.
Yeah.
Emotionally, physically.
Yeah.
Overwhelmingly.
Yeah. Yeah. I've found in the last probably 3 or 4 months with my clients, and some of them are new clients, and then ones that I've seen before, that energy of being an empath, that being able to feel things, has upped.
Mm-hmm.
It's more intense. They can't ignore it. They're really noticing it. They just didn't know what it was or that it had like some sort of name where they could go Google it. I think I've sent countless people to go Google being an empath.
Right.
Just to help them understand it. And because that's what we had to do. It can be very overwhelming.
And it's different for someone to say to you, oh, you're probably empathic, and then say, what does that mean? And then you tell them. It's a completely different thing to actually see the words yourself by Googling it and making that connection yourself, because it hits a little more home when you do it that way.
You're right, because it connects both parts of your brain then.
Mm-hmm.
When you research something yourself, someone can tell you things, but if you go find that very same thing in your research, you're more inclined to believe it. I know.
Yeah, it's like a light bulb goes off, and you're like, oh, they did tell me that, didn't they?
Yes. Which is a good validation. And I'm going to say this, because this is important for everybody to realize. When you are sending out those, I call them lightning bolts, because that's how I actually feel them.
Mm-hmm.
So if someone, say I went to visit somebody or I ran into somebody on the street, and we had a nice little chat, but they didn't really want to talk to me, and I said something exciting was happening to me, and they didn't want to hear it. But they said the words, and then I walked away, and I could feel that flash of energy, and it feels a little bit like, not like an attack, really, but you just kind of feel like a rush of energy, and it kind of hits you. And I call those lightning bolts, because someone's sending you kind of a lightning bolt energy because they're mad at you or they are jealous or whatever reason it is. Let me tell you what, people, everybody's feeling them.
Mm-hmm.
So know that when you have that thought about somebody, you are actually sending them some energy and they might feel it.
Mm-hmm. And it doesn't even have to be in person. It could be social networking. You know, you could send a little tweet that has a little bit of a dig towards someone, but you generalize it. That person that you still intended for, even though you generalized it, still gets that bolt. Or, you know, same thing with, like, on Facebook. You know, you can make a comment and you can say something and, you know, I'm guilty of it. I will find funny little things that someone else posts, you know, those little, like, cards that say something, and I will share them because there might be some kind of little sarcastic sassiness in it that I think somebody should see, and so I'll just post it, you know, just on my page, not calling anyone out, but I know who I mean it for, and I know I'm sending them that lightning bolt, and I shouldn't, but I'm guilty of it too, you know? So you just have to be very, very mindful of your words
and what
your
you're
accent.
Doing.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the way I see it. If you're doing it, just take responsibility for it.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're going to do it, right?
No,
so if they happen to call you out on it, own up.
Right.
I was thinking that about... Sorry, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say that also helps with just being more, you know, in tune with yourself. You have to accept, we've talked about this, that shadow side of you. You have to accept it. Not one of us is perfect. And so own it. You did it. We're all guilty of it. And, you know, okay, I did it. I was in a, you know, I'm jealous that you are doing well and I'm doing nothing. And it's my own fault that I'm doing nothing. And I'm sorry for directing my own anger at myself towards you.
Exactly.
Or whatever the case is, you know.
And, you know, and it's also opposite, because if you see somebody saying something or doing something and you like, wow, that is so freaking cool, but did you feel that from me today when I saw that you put that on your page that you were doing readings? I sent you a lightning bolt of happy energy.
Right. So it doesn't have to be bad. It could be
good. Yes, because sometimes you get that little rush of feeling and you just feel like someone gave you a hug. It's the same thing. Just know that when you're sending it, people are receiving it. So take responsibility for it. And it doesn't mean you can't do it. I mean, sometimes you just want to put that little post up that's funny to you, and it's going to resonate with more than just you, because everybody usually shares it too. But know that the person you're intending it for, there's a really good chance they'll know.
Right.
And even if you're not intending it for someone specific, it might resonate with someone, and it might make them feel bad. So if they act awkward with you or weird, just, I mean, don't take it personally, right? Because it's their stuff, not yours.
Right. You just touched a nerve.
Yes, because everybody is very, very, very sensitive. Very, very. Everybody.
And with this sensitivity, I'm finding that insecurities are heightened.
Yep.
And so these lightning bolts are kind of coming a little more often or more frequently or from people you might not expect them from, because insecurities are heightened right now because this whole being empathic and being so sensitive, it's so, what's the word I'm looking for? It's so,
I can't even help you. It's intense right now.
Yeah, intense. That's a good word.
Okay, good. But here's a really good thing to know about all this, though. Because everybody's going through this right now, it's a shift. It's a shift in energies in the world, in ourselves. And when we're done with it, we are going to be better people for it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a bad thing. It can be uncomfortable, awkward, irritating, and sometimes really fun and happy, but just know that when you shift through it, you're going to be more confident, you're going to be more comfortable in your own skin.
I promise.
So as uncomfortable as it is, just, you know, get through it, guys. Do self-care. Laugh at yourself after. Let me tell you, Friday, I had a let's say, less than stellar day, and the icing on the cake was my lunch date forgot about me. Normally when this happens, because she's a friend, I would have went to where she worked and said, hi. I texted her, and she didn't answer me, saying, you're running late. Are you coming? Should I order for you? And she didn't answer me, and I'm like, okay. Waited quite a long more time by myself, but it's okay. It's a small town, but there's nobody I knew in there, so it was, you know, kind of sad that way. Anyways, normally I would have went to where she worked and checked on her, found out if everything was okay, what happened, but I totally freaked out, had a big old meltdown, insecurity, hissy fit, drove home, walked out into my pasture, sat on my favorite tree. I knew that I was sending out bad vibes because my horses wouldn't even come near me, and cried, and it was messy, and I'm sure I scared the wildlife for 2 miles, which is kind of okay because there's a bear in my neighborhood. At least I didn't call it in. But I was just a mess, and it wasn't because she didn't make our lunch date. It was just a buildup of a bunch of stuff.
And that was just the straw that broke the camel's back, right?
Yeah, and I completely overreacted. She didn't know that I did that. I mean, I didn't drag her into it because it's not her stuff. It was mine. I just said, you know, she did get back to me because I said, is everything okay? And she had totally forgotten. A bunch of stuff came up. And it was not a big deal at all, really. But to me, in that frame of mind, in that space right then, it was huge.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you make a lunch date with me, show up, okay? Because apparently I don't handle it well if you don't. I scare the wildlife, things like that, you know. And it's just right now we're so sensitive.
Mm-hmm. And that goes with this whole, like, it being overwhelming and it being so intense and making sure that you're giving yourself the self-care, because I'm going to go out on a limb and say, you know, you've been busy all week or a little frenzied all week and you haven't been giving yourself proper care. So when it got to Friday and the whole lunch date thing happened and you had this big meltdown, it was because there wasn't a week of any type of self-care, regular self-care, and just too much frenzy. Would that be?
It's absolutely true. I was busy, and there's a lot going on energetically in my family right now and in my husband's family, and, you know, the end of summer, and we'd fit a lot of things in. There was just a lot, and then Brent getting bucked off the horse, so he hasn't been sleeping, so I don't sleep. It was just all, and you know what? That cry that I had that was so disgusting, I'm glad nobody heard. I hope my neighbors didn't hear me. They would have just thought it was a wild animal. It's okay. It felt so good, and as I was crying, I didn't even think about my lunch date. Because that's not what was going through my head. It was everything else.
Everything else. Mm-hmm.
But if we're not aware, my point being, if we're not aware that it's everything else, we could get in the pattern or in that space of blaming that particular incident. Getting mad at her, not wanting to talk to her, you know, freaking out and making it a big deal about our relationship when that's not what it is. That's where being
right.
Kind of self-aware. You have to, like, really look at what's really going on.
And so that you're not directing your sensitivity at the wrong person or in the wrong direction. And you're not,
right.
You know, you're not becoming angry or mad or upset with somebody unnecessarily.
Right. I mean, yes, she screwed up. She forgot. And she, you know, had to apologize and all of that. But I could have made it into a way bigger deal than I did. I mean, I did in my own little space. I just didn't drag her into it to make it, to blame shift, right? To make her responsible for the rest of my life at that point in time. Yeah, because by the way, that shower curtain fell on my head that morning too. I mean, it was just one of those weeks. But we get that choice, right?
Right, and I think maybe that shower curtain falling on your head was like your first clue that, hey, slow down.
Yeah, maybe. Well,
and you
it was
ignored
the
it.
Yeah, that started off with my horse laying down on me. So, you know, and the coyote almost running me over. So I should have known that I needed to chill out that week. But I was busy. We just push ourselves, right?
Mm-hmm. That we do. And, I mean, I've been sick, so I've had kind of a crazy week as well, and just up and down, and, you know, pushing and pushing and pushing through, even though I'm not feeling well, you know. And then I went out and met a friend yesterday at a shop near our house, and I was listening to them talk there, and they were even saying, you know, just random people. I was eavesdropping.
Mm-hmm.
But they're talking about how everything is just crazy in their world right now, too, you know, like too many things are happening at once, or everyone's sick and life is okay, or life is not okay, but everyone's fine. Like it's crazy extremes in their lives. And I thought, man, that is so fitting. And it's not necessarily the being sick or not being sick or people dying or not. It's not necessarily that. It's just the extremities, like everything at once. It's like this all or nothing right now.
Yes. Yes, it's extreme.
So what do we do? Other than enjoying the ride.
Yeah, ride it out, I was going to say. Just be aware of your own self-care. Here's what else it's doing. So in my case, because I have to use myself, all this other stuff came up that had nothing to do with what was actually going on. Like you said, insecurities and feeling overwhelmed and wishing I could fix things and all this other stuff floated up into my awareness that went, I went, wow. So that's what's really going on. I'm just feeling like energetically I was just stretched too many ways.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to have our boundaries. We have to include what makes us really happy and fun. On Sunday, that was only yesterday, I got to go rope a calf. That was really fun.
I saw pictures of that, and I wanted to tell you that I loved the picture of you with the rope, your little lasso.
When I'm pointing at the calf?
No.
Or when I was actually swinging?
You were actually spinning it. Mm-hmm.
I know. Cordell was taking pictures, and he took a whole bunch, and then he deleted them all. He got a little lecture. I like to be in the photo. If you guys saw the picture of me when the calf's on the ground, I, like, stayed well away from him because he was kind of crabby. Yeah. But, yeah, that was fun.
It looked like it was a lot of fun from the picture.
And so then today was a way better day. So whatever it is that you do that is, like, super fun for you that you're probably not fitting in, time to fit it in.
Yes. And it doesn't have to be like an extreme, like I only have fun if I'm out with my girls dancing in a club. It doesn't have to be extreme.
Right.
You know, or I only have fun if I'm, you know, on a roller coaster. To find something smaller and a little more intimate and easier to attain. You know, dance around the house, you know. Sing at the top of your lungs, you know, whatever.
Yes.
It just little things that make you happy. You know, spend the afternoon outside at a preserve, you know, or by a little pond or with your husband or your wife, or unless that doesn't make you happy.
That's a whole other show.
And then setting the boundaries, like Shannon said, you have to, and it doesn't mean you have to go tell, you know, I don't have to say, Shannon, I can't handle you today. You don't have to physically tell them. You can just, you know, set it, you know, within your own energetic field. Like, okay, I need a break from Shannon, so I'm just going to step back. And just in putting that intention out there, that sets the boundary for you. So it doesn't have to be rude or anything of that nature, you know, and do it with love so you're not sending a lightning bolt to anyone.
Yes. Sometimes Virginia doesn't answer my messages right away. Now I know why.
had nothing to do with it.
No. Sorry. Have fun with it, too. After you're done your meltdown, look at it and laugh. Because really, what else can you do? And I'm being disconnected, so if you're not seeing me in the chat room, I'm not trying to hide out. I don't know. My computer's being weird.
It must be Monday.
Monday. I also find that I'm craving comfort foods.
Mmm.
Like spaghetti.
Like hearty, stick to your ribs, starchy stuff.
Yep. Chips and dip, but that's my staple. I want to be like comforted. Because energetically, we're just feeling everything. Just like you said in the introduction, like when you put the post on Facebook, you walk in a room and you know who's fighting. Well, right now you walk in the room, you not only know who's fighting, you know
why
a little more.
Right.
You know that they've been fighting for days.
Out of the room.
Yeah. Like you just know more in that instant. So part of it is helping us trust ourselves because we're right.
Because
we have to look for the benefits in it too, right?
Yeah.
I know right now I'm able to see more clients in one day if I want to because the energy is so clear.
Which is awesome, by the way.
Yes. Yes, because yes, your new venture. You get to go see some clients soon, don't you?
Yay, yes, at the end of this month, the 27th, I'm so excited. It's been about a month or so in the making, but I finally was able to sit down and, you know, have a little bit of a clear head through.
Yay!
Ask me how. I'm all taking cold medicine all day today, and today's the day I'm able to figure it all out.
So you got out of your head, hey?
Yeah.
Hee-hee-hee.
But this is also a time with everything being more intense and heightened. You know, Shannon always talks about zipping your chakras. I mean, you're going to have to do that, you know, several times throughout the day. Get your little, you know, your little bubble around yourself, you know, and reinforce the bubble a few times throughout the day. And crystals are always, you know, my go-to. You want stuff that kind of shields you and keeps negativity out, and sea salt baths.
They're awesome. Virginia has some amazing bath teas. I found those have helped incredibly too.
I actually took one today.
Nice.
A stress relief one, and it helped a lot. I was hoping that the mint in it would help my airways open up some more, but it was actually, I got a lot more out of it than I planned.
Yay. And I'm going to reinforce again, because people that are not extra sensitive, everybody I've talked to, they're all going through this. You have to watch your words. You are offending people without meaning to, because they are not taking it in the way that you've intended. Sarcasm right now doesn't always float. Be aware of that. That if someone, you know, gives you a funny look or something, or doesn't want to talk to you, you probably offended them, and you're going to... The only thing we can do is apologize and say, I'm sorry, that's not what I meant it for, because they're just not in a space where they understand. Same like us, right? I mean, totally overreacting.
Mm-hmm.
Take things personally that normally I wouldn't. I do think that this is all happening for us to get a clearer look at ourselves. Because when we look at our messy parts, we step into our power more fully.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to look at our messy parts, the shadow parts. We would like them to just, you know,
pretend like they
stay over there.
Yeah.
But they don't. And this is one of those shifting energies where it's you get to look at them. You get to look at what makes you mad, what makes you happy, and deal with it. So what are some of your ways to deal with it, Virginia?
Well, I don't do it enough, but I really like to meditate because that just calms everything and just kind of brings it back down to the basics and weeds out all the crap and you know, energetically heals things that need healing, and at least that's how it works for me, you know. And I definitely haven't been doing that enough. So today I spent a good 2 hours and I meditated. Then
nice.
I took my herbal tea bath. Then while I was in the bath, I did Reiki on myself. So I gave myself a full treatment today. And I feel a lot better. I'm still sick, obviously, but energetically, I'm a lot calmer. My whole being is just kind of more, you know, gentle and laid back, and I don't feel so crazy and frenzied. And, you know, that was not helping with me not being able to breathe. I was feeling so anxious, and I'm like, this is not helping. So something had to give, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the way to give. So I strongly suggest meditating, even if it's 10 minutes, you know, and a little shopping doesn't hurt, because I went and bought some new crystals yesterday.
A little shopping does not hurt. And people that are in the chat room and listening that live by me, I have some super awesome, amazing, brand new crystals coming in. I'm hoping they come this week. So,
what are you getting?
Ruby fuchsite.
Ooh.
It's like ruby zoisite. I think it is ruby zoisite, but I think they just, you know, were telling me a story. But it looks a lot like ruby zoisite, and it has a lot of the same energies. Yeah. I when I get them, then we'll talk about them. For right now, for being so sensitive, selenite will help, because I've noticed that people are not sleeping either.
Yeah. And another thing that works really good for empaths is to sleep with a plant on the nightstand next to your bed. I don't know how to pronounce it, but I don't know if it's pothos or if you don't pronounce the H and it's just photos, but it's P-O-T-H-O-S. And you can find it at, like, a nursery, or you can usually find them at a grocery store that has a floral section. And it's just a little plant, and it doesn't require a lot of light. And you don't have to water it every day, because it's not a plant that likes a ton of water. So it's really, really easy to take care of. And it's a plant that soaks up all of the yucky energy you've taken on during the day while you sleep.
Nice.
So you wake up refreshed and feeling better and not feeling weighed down from the day before.
Okay, write the name in the chat room.
Okay.
That sounds great. I've heard that having a plant by your bedside table will invite the fairies to come and help heal you in the night. So I tried that, and the plant almost died, so I had to take it out. Me and plants. Yeah.
I was afraid of that, but this one has worked out really well, and it's actually grown a lot. In the very beginning, I noticed some of the leaves dying, and so as they would die, I would just pull them off. And looking back, I think that there was so much going on with me when I got it that it was sucking out so much energy that I was just filling it. But
I want to get one of those.
It has survived, and it's grown. It's flourished. It looks so awesome now. And it doesn't take up too much space, and I love it, and I feel bare if I go somewhere, like we go on vacation, and I don't have it.
Plant. That's funny. That's cool, though.
But I also sleep with a selenite lamp next to my bed, and a little piece of Himalayan salt rock.
Nice.
I like to back it all up.
I have a salt lamp in my bedroom, plus I have a selenite wand in my pillow.
Ooh, in your pillow. I never thought of that.
That's where I put the crystals for sleeping, in my pillow.
Now, do you take your selenite wand out in the mornings?
No.
You should.
Oh.
Selenite is a very sensitive and fragile crystal, and
it is.
Thrives off of the sunlight going through its it's dimensions. You know, if you look at a piece of selenite in the light, you can
yes.
see all the different dimensions of it. That's how that crystal, rejuvenates.
Okay, I'll have to take it out and put it in the sunshine during the day.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks. Good tip. Sometimes I have to take it out to clean it, but yeah, I'm kind of lazy, so I just leave it in there all the time. Because I know where it is then. Tee-hee. So what else can we say about the energies right now? Oh, here's something else that Molly, my favorite astrologer, told me. That September, or maybe it was on one of her radio shows I listened to, doesn't matter. So September, this month, is for endings. So we're going to wrap up a bunch of stuff. And so if you want to start something new, try to wait till October if you can.
And, you know, that I think that goes perfectly with this month because the full moon is on the 29th, which is the end of this month. And you know me, full moons are about releasing and letting go.
Yes.
So build everything up that you need to get rid of, and on the 29th, write it all down and get rid of it, the full moon. I just had this conversation with the friend that I met yesterday. You know, she had a reading done at the shop we were at, and, you know, some of the stuff that was said, and she's like, I know there's things I need to let go of, and I just don't know how, you know, and I don't know what to do, and I said, start writing it. Start now. Get a little notebook. Write everything down. You know, even if it's just, you know, a situation that you're not proud of yourself for, write it all down. I'm sorry. I forgive myself. Keep it in there. And then on the 29th, where it's the full moon, go somewhere safe. Take each piece of paper out and drop it in the fire and let it go.
Nice.
And then you can start that.
I like that. And that soul release letter that I have on my website is a tool where you write the letter to the situation or the person that's bugging you energetically. That would be a good thing for me to do, and then burn it on the new moon.
On the full moon. Mm-hmm. Or on the
For me, it's the new moon. I have to release on the new moon.
But then that doesn't go in with the end of the month, Shannon.
That's okay. I can still do it.
So you only
I tried doing it your way, and it didn't work.
And
nothing
I tried
happened.
Doing it your way, and it didn't work for me. That's
so
weird.
I'm going to do it my way, and you can do it your way.
And anyone
and good
else,
for people to know.
Do whatever way you feel works best for you.
And try them both.
Yeah, no one way is the right way for everyone. That's for sure.
Absolutely. So I'll have to make sure I make a note about that because, yeah. All right, so we have some callers. So I'm going to say there's a caller, and it shows up as 111-111-1111. Now, and there's another one that's showing up like that. The last time I took a call that had those numbers, it didn't go well. So I'm a little nervous about it. So if you could hop in the chat room and tell me who you are and where you're calling from, I will take your call. But I do have a caller that has a number that shows up, so I'm going to take them first. Oh, my computer's thinking. Hi, caller.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. I wanted to see if you can tell me what's coming up for me. Moving a job.
We aren't doing readings. Our show is more of a help you develop your own intuition and psychic talent show.
Okay.
So tell us what you think.
I have no idea.
Are you looking to do a move or a new job? Is that what you said?
Yeah, I just moved in about a month ago, my niece, and I really need my own place. I need to find a job first before I can get out on my own.
Okay, where are you calling from?
Florida.
Nice. Is the weather good there?
Yes. Yeah, it's pretty hot.
Oh, good. Well, it feels like what I would tell anybody, if you really want one, focus your intentions. So which moon is coming up, Virginia? Is it your moon or mine?
It is yours. It is, the new moon is on the 15th.
Okay. So the releasing moon. So that doesn't help her unless she's like you and needs to and can attract things on that moon.
So you can try. I mean, if you've never tried manifesting at either moon, you can, since you're looking for something to happen for you, you can try focusing your intentions on finding a new job. Around Saturday is the new moon, so you can try it then. And if it doesn't work out for you, try it again on the 29th at the full moon, and then that way you'll know which moon is your manifesting moon.
And to manifest it, just write out what you want.
Mm-hmm.
So write out that you want a new job. Write out that you want it to pay this in this range. You don't want to limit yourself, and that you want it to make you feel a certain way. Like a job always wants us to make us feel needed and have a purpose. And then rip it up and burn it or bury it in dirt, even if it's a houseplant. And that's sending your attention out to the universe, and it helps you get everything kind of sorted out in your own head. That's what one of the most powerful things about manifesting this way is. It helps you figure out what you want so that you can put it down on paper. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Awesome. And then when you get your new job, you can come back and tell us that it worked.
Okay.
We're rooting for you.
Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. The 15th is the new moon, huh? Nice. I get to go to Cavalia, this super fantastic Cirque du Soleil horse show that day.
That sounds fun.
So, yeah. I will be a very high-energy day for me because it's amazing and awesome. And, yes, I have VIP tickets, so I get to go and have, like, a meal buffet and get pampered.
Oh, nice.
I know. I'm so freaking excited.
We might both be getting a nice pampering weekend because we have tentative plans for the 16th to go. There's a place about 40 minutes from our house that has...
Okay.
A Himalayan salt cave. And,
really?
Yeah, and they have the zero-gravity chairs that you go and you relax in the salt caves. Oh, can't wait.
Are you going to lick the wall?
I'm thinking about it.
I knew you were. I think I would have to.
Except I'm such a germaphobe that will steer me away from it.
Yeah, but Himalayan salt is a natural sanitizer.
Yeah, but I will look past that. The germaphobe in me might say, somebody's nasty hand probably touched there.
That is so cool. So is it a natural cave?
No, it's an indoor, it's some kind of shop or something.
Okay.
And they have a whole cave thing in one of their rooms made out of all Himalayan salt.
That sounds,
I don't know how they
fantastic.
Did it. Yeah.
I want one.
I'll see if I can find the link for it and send it to you on Facebook or something.
That might have to go on my next full moon manifest list. Sorry, I can't talk, people. I have to go hang out in my Himalayan salt cave. I mean, I would enjoy that a lot.
You could do the show from the salt cave. How fun
I would.
That
I mean, I have my feet on my Himalayan salt detoxer foot warmer upper right now, just so everybody knows.
And I have my Himalayan salt lamp on. just so everybody knows.
So I'm saying, I guess we're all saying, Virginia and I and whoever else seems to be hanging out with us, because it feels like we have a lot of people around today, Himalayan salt, apparently it's helpful with the sensitive energies. Helps balance you.
It
helps bring you back from the ceiling where you climbed up because you're just so sensitive.
Mm-hmm. And that's so interesting that we're talking about this now, because all of a sudden I'm having this like holy crap moment, because the friend yesterday that I met up with, she, there's a company who they have all these crystals, and they set it up every second weekend of the month at this shop, and so they had their trunk show going on, and so I told my friend, I said, just go. She said, I need something, but I don't know what. I said, well, look around, see what you feel drawn to, and then look up the properties after you have picked out your pieces. And she picked up a piece of Himalayan salt, like a little rock.
Mm-hmm.
And she was very, very sensitive. Her sister even told me, she said, you know, she's really sensitive today, so her reading's probably going to take longer. She's probably crying her eyes out. And I'm not laughing at her, but that's exactly what was happening. That's why it was funny.
It is funny.
So
her and everybody else.
Yeah, it's going around.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
on
obviously
Friday.
Himalayan salt helps.
Yeah.
With everything going on right now.
I have a chunk in my hand right now. Plus the foot warmer upper. It's the best thing ever. That's awesome. And I really think September is going to be the worst of it, and then it's going to gradually get easier again, like the first couple weeks. I think after the new moon, we're going to lighten up.
I hope so.
Me too. That's what I'm really hoping for. Well, and here's why I think this. I asked, and they said yes, but sometimes they just like to humor me. Every other month started off gentle, and then it got gradually more intense. September didn't. It started off intense. The last 2 weeks of August, the first week, and this the second one of September has been intense. So I think it's going to just gradually get less intense after this. I had a way better day today.
I did too.
I mean, people
after
are so sensitive. Yes.
And even my husband,
yes,
who's not necessarily that sensitive. I mean, he is, but he isn't, if that makes sense.
Right.
But he's
yes,
even overwhelmed and kind of losing grip a little bit right now. And at a time that he should, you know, he just got back from vacation. You would think he would be relaxed and refreshed. And no, he's more wound up than before he left. So it's definitely, if you're empathic and you know it, you're feeling it 10 times as bad. If
yes,
you are occasionally sensitive to things, you're really feeling it. And if you're just a normal person, you are overwhelmed or sensitive right now, just period. And
yes,
there's really nothing else to say or do about it. Like, you just have to realize this is what's happening and ride it out.
Yes. Use some of the strategies we've talked about, the whole self-care, lots of sea salt baths, smudge your house, it will help, spray smudge your shoes.
I just did that too. What day did I do it? Yesterday. I smudged myself and the house, which probably wasn't a smart thing with me being sick and breathing in the smoke. But
it'll clear you out.
Done.
Yes. And just protect yourself energetically. And that doesn't mean like you have to go crazy and hibernate, although let me tell you, it's very tempting.
Yes, it is.
But you just, I mean, have to work through this. Because you know what? Once you get through it and figure out how to handle it, it's so worth it. Because when you get your hits, your intuitive hits, you're going to know they're true and to trust them.
Mm-hmm. and those hits are going to be coming way more frequently. Like, Shannon, you said before that they're almost instant for you right now, and I'm finding that as well. And so I think a lot more people who may not consider themselves intuitive are going to be noticing that inner voice telling them something and being very accurate and very foretelling of something that they may or may not listen to, you know, that's
yes.
yet to be determined for them. But that little voice inside is going to be a lot more clearer and a lot more vocal.
Yes. It's getting our attention more.
And which for me is a good thing because my outer voice is really bad right now.
So it's good that your inner voice is clear. Nice.
Right.
And I also think that we shut down sometimes with that inner voice because it tells us things about people that aren't so pretty and we don't want to listen to them. Looking in the mirror on this one. And right now, I can't ignore it. Even if I may not want them to act that way or be that way, they are, and I have to either accept it and accept them exactly like that because I can't change them, or release the relationship.
Mm-hmm. And I think that even rings true for ourselves, that we're maybe seeing and noticing things about ourselves right now
yes.
that we have to notice, and we either have to accept that quality about ourselves or find a way to let it go so that we're no longer like that.
Yes. Because those are your choices.
Because
yeah,
really, what else can you do?
Right. Because you're no longer able to just stick your head in the sand and pretend it's not happening because the energy is not letting you.
Right.
And if you're not self-caring, then you get sick, right, Virginia?
Yes.
Or you have a meltdown. I mean, it's just part of this process, this spiritual journey we're on, to know who we are, what works in our energy, what does not work in our energy. And it's just getting our attention in a big way because maybe we didn't listen before.
Right.
You don't listen to the subtle.
We don't. You have to get hit over the head with a shower rod.
Exactly. And then go cry.
But if we're not seeing and accepting the things about ourselves, how can we truly be of service or of support to someone else?
Right. If we're not willing to do our own work and look at our own stuff.
Right. Because then what happens is we're projecting our own issues onto them, and that's not fair to them.
Or
you're pointing out everyone else's faults or wrongdoings instead of acknowledging your own.
Yes. Or you're put on a persona, what you think they want you to be to do whatever it is that you do.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not really you, and it gets hard to hold up. Look at the people that have put on personas. They cannot keep it up.
Right.
It always, eventually, that mask cracks, and we see who they truly are if we look.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are very good at hiding behind their personas, but you know what? If you truly look and you get that little hit that maybe you need to look, pay attention to it. It's telling you something that you do need to know.
This is true, and being more authentic with yourself
yes.
helps you get further in life.
Yes. Not following the crowd, not doing what everybody else is doing just because they are. If it doesn't resonate with you, do not do it.
Right.
Because isn't that one of the main things this whole shift is about, is for everybody to be their individual selves still in a community.
Mm-hmm.
And be happy with their individual selves.
And it is really rather easy to do that. You just have to begin to be comfortable in your own skin.
Mm-hmm. Just and realize that it's okay, that you are enough.
Mm-hmm. And, I mean, while I'm saying it is rather easy to do, at this point in time, it can be a little challenging with the sensitivity being so heightened and everything, but I think once this wave passes, like Shannon had said, you're going to come out better, and you'll feel better, and you'll see things a little better, like, and not, like, physically, like, see things in front of you, just the bigger picture of things.
Yes.
Like, you'll just kind of get it.
Yes. And you'll just find that you go to do something and you won't have the same reaction that you would have had 2 months ago. And that is cool. And so when all this is happening, you don't necessarily have to be proactive and say, okay, I'm having a big hissy fit about this. What do I need to look at? You can just sort of sit in it and let it be messy and say, okay, I'm just going to have this hissy fit and cry on my tree and I'll get over it. And everything that pops up, say, okay. It's interesting I have this reaction, so these are my insecurities for right now. Just notice it. It doesn't mean you have to go book a healing session if you don't want to. You didn't
but it wouldn't
notice.
Hurt.
Yeah, it wouldn't hurt if that's what you want, though. I mean, everybody's so sensitive. I had a client come today, and she was just too much. Like, she just couldn't handle it. She needed to go home and sleep. She was too sensitive, and it wouldn't have worked today.
Yeah.
Because all she would have done is cry the whole time, and it wouldn't have been effective. So we just had a, you know, cup of tea and a little chat and a hug, and it was all good. Just know that about yourself, though, right?
Yes. That's the whole setting of the boundaries. Don't push yourself to do something you know you just can't do. If you're feeling that inside, don't push yourself. Now is not a time to push through something, because energetically is going to happen to bring you down, because you're not supposed to be pushing.
Like, you'll get sick. That's what happens to me. If I don't pay attention and I push through and I just think, oh, I just need to do all this, then I get sick and I can't do it anyway. So that wasn't so smart.
Right. Like, yesterday, you know, today I had a break last week from school, and today all the new classes started up, and, or not started up, but, you know, we restarted, and a new class started. So, you know, I thought, oh, yesterday I'm off, you know, I'll get a jump start on things, and no, I just couldn't. My mind was saying, okay, let's do this, but my body was saying, you're not moving from this couch, sister. So... I listen to the body. But that's the thing. If you're getting that conflict and you're being told by some part of yourself to take it easy, listen to the take it easy. Don't listen to the push through it right now.
Right. You have to trust it.
Yeah.
And we are all patterns to push through. But
right.
We can't. Just for September. It will get better.
And this isn't saying, you know, don't go to work, don't go to school, don't take care of your responsibilities, but don't push yourself beyond your limits. Don't take on more than you need to right now. Just do what you need to do and, you know, get through it. And when you have more time and more energy, then take on that extra stuff.
Yes.
But not right now.
Not right now. Because being sensitive means our energy is a little fragile.
Mm-hmm.
So treat it like it's fragile.
Yes.
Or else you will feel everything and you don't want to.
Yeah, you know, and I heard something today. I was watching a PowerPoint presentation, and what they said that really kind of hit home, and it kind of goes along with what we're talking about tonight. And they were saying, if you truly feel that you are not, that if you don't feel that you have a soul, you feel that you are a soul, and you're living in a human body right now, what are you doing to maintain and take care of the home that you are living in?
Nice.
Yeah, right?
Right.
Like, are you doing it justice? Because if you are not, see what you could be doing better to fully take care of the house you are living in. And I thought, well, damn it.
That's
why
did
I gotta
thinking.
Be right?
Huh.
Uh-huh.
See, I'm not giving up chips and dip, though, but I can work around other stuff.
But, I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to be food. You know, it could just be not giving yourself the self-care, not meditating, not taking a time out. You know, just whatever it is that you feel you need to do to take care of the home you are living in and maintain it and keep it up and working and functioning properly, then you need to do that for yourself.
Yes. And perhaps it's a good book. Perhaps it's a chick flick. Perhaps it's an action movie that helps you escape. Whatever it is for those minutes where you get to rejuvenate yourself, your soul, do it.
Yes. And do it often. Do it a couple times a week.
Yes. Nice. I like that a lot. You should put that as one of your statuses so we can all copy it.
Okay.
But I can put it as one of my little affirmations on my computer.
I can do that.
I like that. Because we do forget, right? Sometimes we treat our bodies as...
like a machine.
Machines, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That, and we don't even give it that great a fuel.
No, we don't. But we won't talk about your chips and dip.
Yeah, I'm not going to talk about my chips and dip because I'm not giving them up.
I don't blame you. I won't give up chocolate.
There you go. I did have chocolate mint clouds tea tonight. It was very, very yummy.
I actually had tea tonight because I have an organic, like, triple echinacea tea that I always drink when
I'm
sick. Oh, my goodness. And I love it. It's so good.
Nice. That is
and
sounds delicious.
I traded my chocolate for cough drops.
Oh, bummer.
But
you know
yummy
what?
Cough drops.
Oh, good. At least you have that. Even today, the energy feels so much better. So, you know, we're headed towards the 15th. I think it's going to get lighter. Because last week, there was a lot of people that were puddles, not just me. But we'll see what the rest of the week brings, right? It is Monday.
Right.
Even, like, weird stuff last week, like trying to order products for the store, it was like the supplier could not understand my language. And I've ordered from them before. It was so weird.
Yeah, that is a little strange.
I think it was just everybody.
But I think that goes along with what you said about, you know, watching your words and what you say and how you say it, because it seems that there's a lot of miscommunication going on right now.
Yes. Yes. And, it was frustrating for me, but I just knew that something was up, and I just kept trying, and it'll all work fine. So we have 60 seconds left. So for all of you that are hanging out and being sensitive, do the self-care. Do salt bubble baths. Do things that are fun for you just to balance out your energy so you're not stretched so thin. What do you think, Virginia?
Yes, I completely agree. Whatever it is that works for you, that you can find time in your day to do it.
And pay attention to all the insecurities and all that little negative self-talk and all the stuff that pops up. Also, pay attention to all the creative ideas, all the new things that pop up you can start implementing in October, because I find that it's also extremes. I'm getting super creative, amazing ideas, and then being emotional later.
I feel ya.
Well, this hour went by fast. Thank you, everybody, for listening.
Next week, we are going to be talking about animal communication.
Fun.
So excited about.
Yes. That will be fun. Virginia's like connected to my horses. I'll have to find where you sent me that because it was fun and funny. Cool. So everybody have a nice rest of the Monday night and we will chat with you next week. And I'm going to run something by you. And if you are interested in what I'm going to say, send me a message on Facebook or on the Goddess page or even on Blog Talk. I think you can send me messages. Virginia and I are pondering starting a group where we kind of continue the conversations, the topics that we do here, and you guys can post questions about topics that you would be interested in hearing about, because we research. We don't just come here and hang out. We research, too, sometimes. So we're really thinking about doing that, and we just kind of want to test the waters and see if there's some interest. So you could fire either of us a message any way you want to and let us know what you think.
Yeah.
So thanks.
Thank you.
And good night, everybody.
Bye.